I forgot to say something on the regular show.
What's that, Wendy? Say it now.
On
say it proud.
AM.
Whatever it is, say it.
I grew up in Brookfield.
Oh, I didn't think you'd say that.
No, I'm
shocked.
Getting to the story.
Oh, there's more?
And as a little girl, you can leave the music up. I'll
it's good background
it.
Music yeah. for this. Is this a special announcement?
Yeah.
We now go to this special announcement. Wendy?
I would always go to the LaGrange Pet Parade. Mm-hmm. It was a couple towns over. I now live in LaGrange.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the 73rd annual Pet Parade that is taking place tomorrow.
Wow.
I don't know if you remember, but...
Grand Marshalette.
2 years ago, I was.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah. Biggest crowd they ever had is
no,
what I heard.
No, it wasn't. But here's what they did. They since it was the actual... They asked me for, like, the 69th one.
Oh.
And I said, oh... No, don't do that.
That
you ruined
sense.
The beginning of the real show with some sex joke, and now you're doing it here.
I don't understand. I just think that
they just happened to ask me because I lived there, and I had never been asked to be the Grand Marshal, and I said, yeah. And then the next year was their big hoopla, the 70th year.
Ah.
So they asked me again because they're
two
like...
2 years in a row?
Yeah, because they're like, well, you know, this is the 70th. This is a big one, and I've never heard from them again.
Oh,
it's
isn't
the 73rd.
Something? What did you do you think? That
no, they need to share
them.
The wealth. You know
who else has picked up the mantle since you have not been the Grand Marshal?
Steve Dahl was 1 year. He's in the area.
Could see that.
Steve Dale has been on occasion.
Yeah.
I think they like to just move
Steve
things.
Steve Dale's. That makes all kinds
totally.
Of sense.
Totally. I'll see him, actually. I usually see him and his dogs, Ethel and the other one.
Fred and Ethel?
I don't think it's Fred, his dogs.
Really?
I think it's a girl.
That would oh.
Two girls.
My cousin's name is Freddie, and she's a girl.
Great.
You can be a girl named Fred or Freddie.
It is such a fun time to go to the pet parade. I'm bringing Kona again this year. We walked last year for a little while, not in the parade.
Just to watch?
Yeah, this is my neighborhood watch last year. Do you remember that someone left a dog in their
right.
car? And then there was a suspicious ticking backpack that I saw on the sidewalk that I told
you,
the police officer, and he didn't really seem to care that much.
Being a junior G-man or G-person, as you are, you felt the need to have these issues looked into. And they turned out to be?
Well, as the police officer explained to me, there was a surveillance crew, a survey team for, they were doing road construction.
Oh, yeah, right.
And they saw them earlier, and that's pretty much what it turned out to be, their
yeah.
equipment. But I'm sorry, you see a backpack with wires sticking out of it, and it's ticking?
If you see something, say something.
See?
And you did. And... It turned out to be
but
a false
no,
alarm,
but you know, but,
still,
but then later I
could have been a hero.
I ran into another police officer and said someone left a dog in the car and it's like 90 degrees
mm-hmm.
and I felt stupid and I said I don't mean to be Gladys Kravitz but I just called a little earlier about the suspicious backpack.
How old was the police officer?
Yeah, they didn't know. They didn't
get the Gladys Kravitz reference.
No, they were probably 30.
Right.
Yeah. So I looked like the crazy lady from town.
Oh.
So let's see what I can do this year.
So this year, you have to top that.
No, this year I'm going to start by having a couple of Bloody Marys, and then I don't care what happens.
Oh, that's a better attitude.
Yep.
Good.
I'm going to go enjoy the parade. So I'm looking forward to
when
that.
It's a pet parade, are there pets both in the parade parading and watching?
Yes. It's pretty I know it would be your nightmare, quite honestly.
It is exactly what I imagine hell to be. It is exactly how I picture hell. But do the pets understand that it's a parade? They
yeah.
don't. Yeah, they do?
Well, they're walking for quite some time in a parade with a group of other pets.
Here's a question I have for you. And I was gonna ask
Jesse White Tumblers are in it every year.
Oh, they are? With their pets?
No, no, but that I would like to see little chihuahuas on the
doing
trampoline
all kinds of
doing a flip.
Maneuvers.
Wouldn't onto a Great Dane's back.
All right. I know as I ask this, you'll go, well, he's kidding, but I'm not. I honestly don't know the answer to this. I've seen this happen twice this week. A rabbit will run across the street, but once it gets up on the curb, it will slow down as if to say, I know I've reached the safety area. Can they know that? Like, do rabbits understand the fact that it goes curb on one side of the street, dangerous area, curb on the other side of the street, safety zone. Do they understand that? Because I've seen it happen twice where the rabbit scurries across. Well, actually, once, to be fair, once it was a rabbit, once it was a squirrel. But in both cases, it's like once they got to the curb, they're like, okay, I made it. I don't have to worry anymore. Cars won't get me up on the curb.
Were you driving down the street as you saw this? Did this happen
in both cases? I was driving.
All right. Don't you think they see a giant thing moving towards them and they're trying to get away from it? I don't think they know it's a street. They just want to.
In both those cases, my car was nowhere near. It happened way up the road. It happened like a block up. Where I wasn't even a factor. Like they wouldn't be doing a mathematical formula in their head going, okay, the car is
at a rate
120
of
yards, it's going 35 miles an hour, so it would take this long.
They don't do story problems.
They weren't doing that. But in both the cases, you could see them like really going fast. And then once they got to the curb, the rabbit looked back as if to say, yeah, everything's good. I made it. I'm safe. The squirrel are, you know how squirrels
are
just
jittery.
So jittery. Too much coffee.
I have heard that if you are coming down the street and a squirrel or rabbit runs in front of you and makes it to the other side, sometimes they turn around and run back.
Why would they do that?
Because I think that, you know, they're running to get a nut or something, and then they see a car and it startles them, so then they run back to where they were. So I break for animals.
Yeah.
I stop.
To be honest, I do too.
I don't want to hit them.
No.
Then you got to clean your car.
Well, and you've taken a life. That looks bad on a resume.
But the pet parade has been going, so there are
73
pets.
Years.
Yeah, I mean, since 1947.
Wow. I didn't think they even had pets in 1947 because of the war.
Tommy Hawk is there. He's not really a pet, but he's an animal.
He's an animal.
Ronald McDonald in the big shopping cart. He comes by.
What's the tie-in there?
I don't really know.
That's strange. There's no...
He's riding on the top of a big shopping cart.
All right.
All the lawnmower brigades.
The kids love it because they recognize him. Hey, we know who that guy is.
I'll tell you.
Steve Dale, yells the kids.
No, no, everybody knows.
The kids know?
No, the animals know, though. But we had a lot of fun when the kids were little. Because who doesn't like a parade? And then everybody throws candy and the kids go out there.
They still allow that?
Yeah.
Because a lot of parades,
now. They allow it. But one year, you know, when Michael was like 4 years old, he had really red hair, still does. And it was funny because right on top of this giant shopping cart, Ronald McDonald pointed Michael out and gave him a thumbs up. Like,
there he is.
There's another redhead.
My son. Did you say that? It's my young son,
God.
Ronald Jr.
Wish it was true. I'd get a lifetime supply of Big Macs.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
That's what got me in trouble in the first place. But I love a parade.
Yeah, well, sure you do.
So that's tomorrow.
We need to congratulate some coworkers of ours, Wendy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The WGN Class of 2019 Walk of Fame inductees have been named. Did you vote on this?
I threw a name out.
Did
in
you?
An email.
What was that name? I won't say who it is yet, but
yes.
The name that you suggested, were they one of the people chosen?
I don't have the info.
Now, in other years, the class has been larger.
Yeah, pretty dinky class this year.
Oh, I think everybody who deserves it is now in. Don't you?
Yeah.
I think this is the beginning of the end. If you deserve to be in the Walk of Fame, you're now in it, or you've been inducted for it. And if not,
Is Steve Cochran in it yet?
No.
Okay, see, no.
He should also be in it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I agree. I agree with that.
This is, you know, weren't there like 12 people last year, or 11 or 12?
9 or 10 last year. But this year there's 4. So the ceremony will only take a few minutes. It'll be really quick. They are in no particular order. Andrea Darlis.
Totally deserving.
So deserving. So deserving.
She has been at this station more than 21 years.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I believe that is correct. Did you know that off the top of your head?
No, I'm looking at it.
Oh, then yeah, it is correct. I don't think they'd put that in a press release if it wasn't correct. So Andrea Darlis is number one.
All right.
Marlene Wells.
God, she deserves it years ago.
We all know her. Of course, we work here, so we know her. Those of you who don't work here don't know this. She may be the hardest working person here at the station and has been here for 60 years.
Yes, she takes care of everything first and foremost. And then whenever we have remote broadcasts, she is the one that makes it all happen.
Right.
She makes sure before, during, and after that everything goes off without a hitch.
Right.
And she has celebrated her 52nd, her 52nd anniversary this October.
That's amazing.
She's
awesome. At the same place. That's that'll never happen again, right?
I hope it does.
Who will ever work somewhere in the same company for over 50 years? That's amazing.
I hope I'm here for more years.
For more than 50? I guess there's a chance.
I don't think I'll be alive.
There's no chance of that. I don't know who this is, but John Williams.
He has been here a long time too. He went away for a little while, but court ordered,
went away.
I did not realize he was here so long.
Oh yeah, 20 years, more than that.
97. Williams became the midday host before moving to afternoons in 2000. He will be the real King John now because he will get an award.
Does he actually become a king for getting in the Walk of Fame?
I think it's worth it.
I'm thrilled for him.
Oh.
I'm so happy for John.
Yeah, that's good. I'm happy with everyone.
Actually, he's one of the people on this list that when I heard the name, I go, well, he's already in the Walk of Fame.
Why would they put him in there
a second time? But no, this will be his first time. And then the other one is the longtime host of the Ten Pin Tattler, which has not been on in years, but it was on for a very long time. That was WGN's show that was dedicated to the world of bowling.
No, that's his nickname.
Yeah, but the show was also called Ten Pin
Tattler.
Yeah, that was the name of the show. Sam Weinstein, the late Sam Weinstein.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling myself Bill and Wendy Show.
Oh, that would be interesting. All right, do that. But I used to hear that show sometime as a kid, when I was a kid, and it was just, it had everything to do with bowling.
I bet I listened to it because I love bowling stuff. I was on a league once when I worked overnights at the Loop.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a lot of people to hang out with during the day. I slept, but a lot of my friends were working 9 to 5. I wasn't married at the time, so I joined this bowling league with senior citizen ladies. They were really good.
Yeah,
I really had a lot of fun. I liked bowling. I liked to put it on the TV on a Sunday afternoon if I want to take a nap because it's just hearing it. That's that ASMR for me.
Yeah.
I hear it and it just kind
soothing.
Of yeah,
it's very soothing.
So I bet I heard this. These were little 15 minute programs,
right, all dedicated to bowling. And they used to do something really interesting. No other radio show has done this, Wendy. When you would listen to this show, Ten Pin Tattler, you had to rent shoes. You couldn't wear your own shoes. You'd have to go rent a pair of shoes and listen, and then you'd return them when the show was over.
Well, and I misspoke. I guess it started, it debuted on WCFL, Super CFL, on August 24th, 1935. It was then a 15-minute program. It included news from the bowling world and a live interview with a prominent bowler.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yes. And then in 1966, the show moved to WGN, this very station, to air Saturday nights as a 5-minute program from 5:55 to 6 p.m. and ran until 1995. So I know I heard it.
This bodes well for me because every 6 months I go into Todd's office and he's never there, but I wait for him for a while. And then eventually I will pitch him on this idea, Badminton Beat, where it's just a 15-minute show every day about the world of badminton. We'd have interviews with prominent badminton players. We would talk about, you know, potential rule changes. I just think it's a can't miss.
I'm glad you think that.
No other station is doing that right now.
There's a reason for that.
No one knows the reason, though, do we? I can't imagine that.
Will you mention, like, the shuttlecock of the week?
Yeah, that's part of, of course I would. That would be part of the fun of the show.
Oh,
everybody would be hoping please say my name. We'll see.
That would be a hoot, as they say.
Yeah, it would be an absolute hoot. Yeah, so
let me know when that starts.
Look
we
for
can
that
promote
in the future,
it.
And then look for me to get into the Walk of Fame because of my work on Badminton Beat. Did I ever tell you when I first started here, I had only been here a couple of months, and they wanted everyone on the staff to record a Christmas promo that could be played on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And it would be like us saying, hey, everybody, it's Bill and Wendy. Hope you guys have a great Christmas. Listen to us on Thursday, you know, that kind of thing. So I went in, and right after me was going to be Dr. Milt Rosenberg.
Mm.
So I didn't really have anything to say because I was just doing fill-in work here at the station. So I said, hey, guys, it's Bill Leff, the host of Chimp Chat. Make sure you listen to our new show, Chimp Chat, Saturdays at 6. That's it, right? And Merry Christmas.
And Milt heard you doing
Milt
this?
Milt was waiting he was in the producer's room, just waiting. And I had not met him before. So as I'm walking out of the studio, he's walking in, he introduces himself, and then he stops me, he holds onto my shirt, and he goes, tell me more about this show, Chimp Chat.
Oh, my God, Bill.
And then I'm locked in. So I go, well, it's a new, it's, you know, I had to lie. I go, it's a new show. It'll be me and my chimp. I have a chimp. And then we'll have guests on, and they'll bring their chimps, and we'll just talk about how great it is to have chimpanzees. And he goes, fascinating. I don't believe that's ever been done before. I don't think it has.
So when he found out that wasn't a real deal, did he... Was he knocked, rude to you?
Yeah, he knocked down all my stuff.
Did he ignore you then?
No. I don't know if he ever found out, but it was just... It was so much fun, because he's the smartest guy I ever met. So,
he would have liked the chimp chat.
Oh, he was upset that I was... I bet he was upset that that show never existed, I would imagine.
I have breaking news, and I don't want to...
Is it sad news?
It's we don't know yet.
Uh-oh.
According to the Daily Mail, country icon Kenny Rogers has been admitted to a hospital for dehydration in Georgia. He's 80 years old. A statement posted to the icon's Twitter and Instagram confirmed the news.
Oh, no.
Kenny's on the mend, but will remain in the hospital to complete some physical therapy and get his strength back.
Oh, I hope he's okay.
Yeah. Now, he's 80 years old and looks... I know he's had a lot of work
done. He's had a lot of work done.
But he's still out there performing and...
Well, the key is, Wendy, he knows when to hold him and he knows when to fold him. And you get a lot of longevity out of that.
I know when to take a break, and that's
no
going
to
be
a run. That's the more accurate description. We'll take a break. Kim Gordon will join us. She will give you the news. And then our friend Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run stops in to tell us what to see and do in and around Chicago for the month of June. Stick around. Nunn. 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 You seem confused.
Did you do that?
No, Paul McCartney did. Sir Paul McCartney did, Wendy.
Yeah, I don't...
I'm going to see him Saturday night in Lambeau Field. I'll ask him.
Are you going to see Paul McCartney?
I am.
Kim?
Yes.
That's a dream of mine.
In Lambeau Field?
Yes.
That's not a dream.
Is that
of
a
mine.
Dream?
Where he won Super Bowl 11 against the Patriots. He was amazing that day. Oh, wow. Have you ever seen him before?
I did at Wrigley, but I'm going with my entire family, so it's going to be really fun.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
Wendy, Jerry Nunn is here from Nunn on the Run. He comes by every month and he tells us what we need to see and do in and around Chicago. How are you, Jerry?
Excellent. I love the theme song.
Isn't that nice?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, that's
can
very
we hear
popular.
It again?
Very
okay,
popular.
I'd like to hear it again a little bit.
You, here we go. Sorry.
Nunn. 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 Nunn.
iTunes says it's their most downloaded song for 2019.
You wanted to surprise Jerry, didn't you?
Yes.
It was a surprise.
Very surprising that we'd be stupid enough to play that on the
no,
air.
No, that was great, Bill. I like the creativity.
Thank you.
Your delivery, you could be a little more enthusiastic.
It's tough, Wendy, to match Paul McCartney's vocal timbre exactly.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
It's almost unseen. You can't tell where one voice starts and the other ends.
That's not Paul McCartney's
name? No. That's the magic of it. It's part me and part him.
Right. Okay.
All right. So Paul McCartney's coming to town. That's not in June, though. When are you
no,
going?
No, it's in Green Bay.
Green
okay.
Bay.
Okay. Yeah. But still, that's June. Yeah. Is that when he's coming to town?
This weekend.
All right. So that kicks off June in Green Bay. What do we have a little closer to home?
Do all Green Bay stories, Jerry. That'd be great.
Absolutely. I could.
Right, thank you.
Be worth the drive. Well, we have Rib Fest coming.
Yes.
And that's why I brought in ribs today from the Fireside Restaurant. Mm. I mean, they brought in rack after rack of ribs.
It smells
nice rack.
Unbelievable.
All right.
And these tater tots are to die for.
Very, very good.
Tots. Which was a surprise.
These are nacho tots
spicier
or something.
Spicier than normal.
Yeah, they have some kick to them, a little nacho cheese.
Yeah.
That's at the Fireside Restaurant. That's 5739 North Ravenswood Avenue. This was my first restaurant job.
Oh, was
back
it really?
In the 90s.
Really?
My first time. I'd never done it before. And I said, I want to get started in the restaurant biz. You know, I studied acting, so I should be good at this.
And that's a prerequisite.
And they started me as a host, you know, because I didn't really have experience. And then I eventually waited tables at the very end of my Fireside career. But I was there a year and a half.
Jerry, there's a guy here at WGN, George. I don't know George's last name, but doesn't his family or they're somehow involved in the Fireside. Do you know who I'm talking about?
They might be. I mean, Rich was the owner for a long time.
Yeah.
And then he just sold in the last few years. So, but it's very local, great late night hours for people.
Yes.
You can go there. It's open till 5 on the weekends. So this is a late night kind of place.
They know what they're doing with ribs. They're really good there.
They are so good. And the patio is great. But Rib Fest, to tell you about that, is June 14th through 16th.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Father's Day weekend. So we'll be celebrating Father's. It starts 5 to 10 on Friday and then noon to 10 on Saturday and Sunday.
Lots of music there.
A lot of music, yeah. And 30 street vendors. There's a VIP section. And this is located on Lincoln Avenue between Irving Park and Berteaux. $10 suggested donation for that.
Wow.
That's for all the festivals.
Great.
It's like $10
is the
going rate for the donation. So that's presented by the North Center Chamber of Commerce.
But does that include the food?
No. You have to buy ribs.
That's just the entrance.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So a lot of great vendors like the Fireside will be there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, excellent.
And we get to try some today.
Rib Fest. All right.
So there you go.
Father's Day weekend. Thank you guys.
I'm very excited. So we have, you know, the big thing in June is Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very busy month.
I love the sidewalk. Is that in Boys Town?
That is. And that was just yesterday was the day that they started that.
The rainbow-colored crosswalk.
They did the dedication yesterday. Let's just make it clear, because there's been some comments about it's not funded through tax money. It has nothing to do with that.
People actually complain about that?
Yes. They were like, why don't you fix the potholes first? That's what they go for.
Rainbow colored potholes.
Right.
I'd be all right with that.
That'd be excellent.
Yeah, it's funded by the North.
Then you know they were coming.
Now, is that going to stay up all the time now?
Yes.
All right. I totally 100% love that. It is so cool.
It's the North Halsted Business Alliance who's funded this. So it's
not. Is it just one crosswalk or is it a series of crosswalks?
I think it's several.
Yeah. Several. I think it's several.
Yeah, I haven't gone to actually see it. So I'm going to have to go out. But they just did the dedication yesterday.
Oh, excellent.
So that's exciting. Something new. We have 50 years of Pride. This is a big year for...
Is this the 50th anniversary? I didn't realize that.
To the Stonewall and the riots.
Oh.
That was back in 1969. It was the sixth day of riots, and then it started, you know, liberation groups, things like that. So, New York's doing their World Pride there, so it's a huge Pride.
Yeah.
It's going to be there, and then we're doing a lot of 50th anniversary celebrations here.
Originally, it was called Gay Pride, and then they just shortened it to just Pride, correct?
Right, because you don't want to just put gay. I mean, it's LGBT.
Involved.
It's the whole community.
Right.
Yeah, we want everyone to be included. So,
do we have the biggest celebration here in Chicago?
We have a really huge one because they come from all over. It's not just Chicago. You know, they come from the surrounding states.
Mm-hmm.
So we've hit a million people before several years. So we'll see what the numbers are this year.
I'll tell you how good it is. I don't like parades. I love the Pride Parade.
I'm going this year. I've never been. Oh. I can't wait. I want to walk it.
Expect the unexpected.
It's really fun.
I can't wait.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, it's really fun. They changed the route, so it starts up north.
Oh, I didn't know they changed the route.
And the past few years, because it's very long. And long, fun day.
Yes.
So that's coming up.
Do we know who the Grand Marshal is this year?
Yes, we do. So there's multiple Grand Marshals.
Yeah.
But take a wild guess who would be the honorary Grand Marshal this year.
SpongeBob?
I'm going with the mayor.
Rip Taylor.
Yeah.
Rip Taylor is a good guess.
Who is it?
Is it the mayor?
Winner,
Lori Lightfoot?
Duh, I should have known that.
That
it was
makes
just
perfect
here.
Sense.
What a welcome for her. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So she's that. Then they're doing, this is kind of interesting too. There's a youth marshal, a young girl named Molly Pinta, and she is 12 years old lesbian who lobbied to have Pride in Buffalo Grove.
Oh.
Good for her.
So that's kind of sweet, I thought.
Yes, it is.
There's some legacy Grand Marshals. The Joel Hall, you know, he's known for the dancing. Jim Flint from The Baton, who started The Baton Show Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Marge Summit, and she did a His and Hers bar and helped with that. And the Aurora Pride organizers are part of it, too.
These are honorary? You said honorary, right?
Yeah, so they have a whole group of them that are going to be, you know, towards the very front of the parade.
Yeah.
So, pretty exciting.
Santa Claus in the back like they do on Thanksgiving or not?
Well, they should, but I know that they have a nun because they always have a nun.
Oh, they do?
From Late Night Catechism, I always run up and get a
picture. God, that show is still going.
Yes. Yeah, forever.
Mary, Pat, somebody. I saw that a million years ago. It's really good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great shows that promote in the Pride Parade. You know, Broadway in Chicago has a nice presence.
WGN Radio.
Yes.
The Blackhawks.
Yep. Lots of great stuff.
There was a year, 3 or 4 years ago, where certain members of the WGN staff were ordained to marry people during the parade. So along the parade route, people would come up, and then mm-hmm. John Williams or Kathy and Judy would marry you.
Yeah.
That was a nice touch.
Ross Matthews did it, too. He was ordained, and he was marrying people along the route, which is pretty wild. So anyone that doesn't know, it's the last Sunday in June. So mm-hmm. it's June 30th. It kicks off at noon. So
excellent.
Yeah.
It's always a fun day.
It's a lot of fun.
My amazing friend Kelly Clarkson coming to town in June? I love her. I love her new song. Kim, you and I were just talking about that for the song. Ugly Doll song. I'm broken, but I'm beautiful. Oh, my God. I love her.
I do, too. She was great. I got to meet her, last year? And she's just the nicest.
Wendy wants everything to be her best friend.
Can I just, seriously, you know how the BFF thing is? Mm-hmm. Best friends forever.
Yeah.
I say that if Kelly and I met, we would become best friends. And I said, I love her and I want to hang with her. And Bill has changed the moniker to what? FBF. IBF? Fake best friend.
Imaginary best friend or fake best friend? I can't remember. FBF. Yeah, FBF.
Fake best friend. And it's hurting me because I think we would hit it off.
Yeah, I mean, I love her. A lot of people do that with celebrities, too. They, you get attached to them emotionally, and you just
Who's your fake best friend?
Well, I really had a great time with Wendy Williams last week. We had this thing where it was, back and forth, and we sang the Facts of Life song together and acted silly, and I had a great time. And
how's she doing?
She's going through a lot.
Yeah.
We didn't get into a lot of personal things while we're
It's weird to ask them that, although you could say, how are you doing, but she seemed to be in good spirits.
Great spirits. And very, I think it's distracting, too, for someone to, work and just kind of hang out instead of talking about all the personal stuff.
Yeah.
So we had a really
good time. You played it well.
I tried.
You played it well.
Yeah, so we had a really good time.
Kim, who would be your fake best friend?
I think Savannah Guthrie and I are a good friend.
I don't know who that is.
On the Today Show?
Yeah, she does news on the Today Show. She's very talented. Yeah. That would be excellent.
I think we'd be good friends.
Yeah.
What about you, Bill?
David Jennings.
David Jennings. Well...
You know what? He'll be here. He'll be in here at 3. I'll send him in.
I know. We can arrange that in 10 minutes.
All right. I didn't think it would ever happen.
Let's go out of the WGN box. Who would it be?
312-235-2525. He's probably listening right now. We can make it happen in 2 minutes.
Jared, I don't know. There's so many people that I admire that I would think would be a fun
Timothy Oliphant?
Yeah, maybe Timothy Oliphant from Deadwood. Maybe.
But really, what's one celebrity? Because I really think Kelly Clarkson and I would get along.
Yeah.
So how often, if this became a reality, would you guys hang out? Would it be once a week, once a month?
Busy.
Would you talk on the phone at the end of the day and say, hey, Kel, what's up? How'd your day go?
I have friends. I have BFFs, real.
Yeah.
Our BFFs
that
I've been friends with since sixth grade. And we talk, we don't have time to talk every
day. Too busy.
You text, maybe see each other every couple months.
Oh, all right.
How do you handle it?
Well, Grant Mulvey and I have a friendship that isn't based on seeing each other every day. Right. But
Are you hitting them up for tickets for Prague?
We've talked about that a couple times. Mm-hmm.
Talk about fake best friends. You originated that.
But he knows me. If you called Grant right now and said, Grant, Bill's in trouble, he would know it was me. He would go, oh, Bill, it's Wendy. But if Kelly Clarkson, if I go, Kelly, Wendy's in trouble.
No, but I have to meet her once she meets me.
The thing is about a BFF, too, is that, a real friend, real BFF, it doesn't matter when you see them or how often you talk to them because you can just pick up where you left off. No matter how long it is.
Well, Grant and I have this almost sixth sense where if one of us is in danger, my head starts to pulsate.
It goes danger.
Grant's
Will
in trouble.
All right, so Kelly Clarkson is not coming to town in June, but who is?
So we have...
Bill's head is tingling.
Yes.
Well, we have some Ravinia ones, of course.
I love Ravinia.
Finally opening up.
I wish I lived closer to it, though.
Another incredible lineup at Ravinia. Every year, they just outdo themselves. Mm-hmm.
They do. Yeah. Some new people that haven't been before. Rob Thomas is June 6th. Josh Groban, June 7th. Lionel Richie's got 2 days, 11th and 12th.
It's not enough for Lionel Richie.
He's going to sing how long?
I wanted to see him, but he's
Hello?
No. How long will he sing? All night long.
Oh, thanks, Wendy.
No, not in Highland Park. It's not all night long.
All night long until 10.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Rick Springfield's coming June 15th.
Jesse's girl.
Yes. Jesse's girl. He's changing it.
No.
over what happened this year.
My God. What if he does?
He's
probably keeping it J-E-S-S-I.
Yeah. He'll stress it. I wish that Jesse's girl, not Jesse's girl. He'll make that perfectly clear.
That's really funny.
What about J-Lo? Would you be best friends with J-Lo?
Wendy.
No.
I'd like to meet her, though.
Come on.
I would like to meet her, but she's too, like,
too high
Kelly Clarkson seems more accessible, you know?
She
just seems more genuine.
Yeah,
and
she's
J-Lo Jenny from the block.
She's not that anymore.
No?
From the rich block.
Wendy, give her a chance.
No, that A-Rod would be there looking at me funny.
You guys would, but...
He might make moves on you, Wendy.
No. No, I don't have the bootay.
So she's coming for actually the Gay Pride Night. So she'll be here the 30th at United Center, and then
have you seen her live?
I didn't go. I did not go. I had a chance to go with her and Mark Anthony when they were together.
Oh.
And remember, they did a show together.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I didn't go.
Why did you hold off?
Because I only had one ticket and I had a date.
Are you going this time?
Back in the day. I plan on trying to go.
I bet she puts out a good show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's very talented.
Brandi Carlile is the same. Night.
Everybody loves her.
They're super into her.
I don't know how I feel about her.
Wendy Carlisle?
Brandy.
Oh, I thought you said Wendy Carlisle.
Brandy.
I don't know who Brandy Carlisle is.
Didn't she win a bunch of Grammys?
She was the Grammy singer that blew it out of the water.
Everybody.
Yeah, she's an out performer. So.
This year?
Yes.
You know.
I've never heard of her.
We talked about her.
We did?
She has a song called The Joker.
Is she with J-Lo or she's got her own show?
It's a different show.
Oh, different
show. But, same night.
Okay.
So, there's...
Jared, can I ask a quick question? It's Bill from the show.
Yeah.
I saw some pictures of Celine Dion where she looked dangerously thin.
Right.
Do you know anything about this? Is she okay? Is everything all right with her?
She's okay from what I've heard. She's actually coming to Chicago on a tour. She's got some kind of restricted diet is what I heard, something like that.
Restricting all food? Because she is so thin.
She's always been thin.
Yeah.
But this, like
maybe
scary
she's sick,
thin.
Bill. Won't you feel bad if that's the case?
Well, that's why I'm asking. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure she's okay.
I've heard that she's okay.
And she no longer does that show in Las Vegas, right? For a long time, she had what they call residency, where it was always her show in her theater.
Yeah.
That's finished, right?
Right. She's doing a tour, so she's going to be here. We have not had her in Chicago in a long time.
I saw her the last time she was here, and it was a fantastic show. I've also seen the Vegas show.
Britney Spears replace her in Las Vegas?
Well, Britney's done too.
She's in trouble, too.
Yeah,
well, Lady Gaga is in Vegas.
They're doing residencies there. So Janet does residency.
And Aerosmith has their own residency.
Still have one, or did he give that up?
Mm-mm. He's supposed to be done, supposedly.
Yeah,
we'll see if it's like Cher.
Keep me posted. Right.
She's coming back. There is the Gene Siskel Gala coming up June 15th.
What goes on there?
Well, Jon Favreau is going to be there.
Yeah.
And Robert Downey Jr. is going to be in Four Seasons.
This is the one where Favreau is kind of interviewing Robert Downey.
I think it's the other way around. I think Robert's interviewing him. But we'll see.
That's interesting.
That's what I read.
So is Jon Favreau receiving an award this year? Is that what?
Yeah, they give them an award. And Robert's already been there to previous gala. So he probably already has his award. And so he's just
Maybe they ask a past award winner to interview the new award winner.
Well, they work together on Iron Man. So there's the tie-in, right?
Yeah. Yes, Robert Downey Jr. will interview Jon Favreau during the annual event. Favreau is to receive Renaissance Award in Chicago.
There you go.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Oh,
good.
Do you remember when we had Jon Favreau on with Vince Vaughn?
Yes.
Before Swingers even came out?
It was when Swingers came out.
Yeah.
It was to publicize that. Yeah.
They're both
very nice guys.
They were just...
You guys go way back.
Oh, God. It was so cool. They were so genuine.
Yeah.
It was really great.
Yep. Yeah.
They'll never remember us.
They're too big for their britches now. Right?
Are they? Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, we'll see.
They've done a lot of great things.
I'll ask him on the red carpet.
See what he says.
Don't waste your time.
That'd be nice. Here's their answer. I'm sorry, who? That'll be their answer.
We'll see. Midsummerfest is coming to Andersonville up in my hood.
Explain that. What is that?
So it's a Swedish neighborhood big street festival.
Oh, okay.
June 7th through the 9th. Another $10 donation for people. And that is on Clark Street from Summerdale to Catalpa. Vendor booths, music. All the whole thing. The whole enchilada. It's going to be fun.
Well, as long as there's enchiladas on there.
That's a lot of
fun.
For
$10.
I love your neighborhood.
10 enchiladas.
The hood up there in Andersonville?
Yeah, it's so great.
I know. I'd love it.
So
I've been there 13
great restaurants.
Years.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
What if you don't want to pay the donation? Can you get around that?
You don't. You're
what
not,
if you say? Okay. I'm
and
just.
They put
I
an
have
extra
to go.
Stamp on you and say, "Get this guy."
My
out
friend
of here.
Nick lives in that house. I have to go see Nick. Uh-huh. Is there a way around it, or did they just
no,
say,
you
"No, too
be,
bad. You got to pay $10 to see your friend Nick."
You're not required. The reason it's a donation is because they can't charge a fee.
Right.
So it has to be
Does
a donation.
Go to charity, or who gets that money?
Come on, we want to get more listeners, not people to be mad at you and go, "That's radio's Bill left."
I would pay, but you know.
Yeah. Well, it goes to the Business Alliance for the local. You know, businesses.
So they use it for good and not
yes.
evil?
Yes, right, yeah, and that pay, pays for...
Pay $12, then.
I mean, look at the talent performing is not for free.
No, that's true.
So it really, if you, you know, you yeah. don't want to stiff the talent.
No, that's true.
Because Pride Fest is also here. There you go.
Jazzy, you're going?
With my cheer team. Yes,
oh, you are?
Spirit Brigade.
All right. Mm-hmm. You're amazing watching those videos.
The precision.
Thank you.
We're surprised you don't get crushed.
No, I don't get crushed.
All right.
Yeah, she's great. I got some action photos of her.
I would like to form a cheer group, me and some people with walkers. We could just use those for support.
And then you
really?
Just climb
do
on that.
Karen there.
You can climb yeah. on them and do a pyramid. Hmm.
The
I
Golden
can't
Girls.
Believe you.
Yeah, do that.
Oh, God. I've been likened to
Wait,
the Golden Girls.
Isn't there
girls.
A new movie yet about that? Palms?
Yeah.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Diane Keaton's in that.
Did you yeah. see that yet, Jasmine?
No, I so want to go.
I
it's right up
it
your
too.
Alley. Yeah. It looks cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Pride Fest is another street festival that's in the gay hood and Halsted. And same thing with the donations. But Leanne Rimes is playing and stuff, and we want to,
oh.
you know, you want to support the Halsted Business Alliance whenever.
Is that the same weekend things. As Pride?
It's the week before. It's like okay. a pre-Pride. Okay. So that's June 22nd.
Does Leanne Rimes bring her husband Busta Rhymes to these, or does she just do this by herself?
Eddie's her husband.
Are you getting ready for Father's Day with your dad jokes, by the way?
I'm almost there.
There you go.
I can't wait until Father's Day.
I know.
My God.
It's coming up. Yeah. So Jim's
no
super
more
busy.
Tater tots for you. I mean, they make you crazy.
They're spicy, Wendy. I can't help it. They're crazy.
I did want to tell you about the Steppenwolf show. I think it's kind of special that they're doing for Pride.
What's that?
It's called Miss Black for President with two Ks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a story inspired by real events. Joan Jett Black is it was America's first drag queen presidential candidate back in the day.
How
from
long
Chicago.
Ago? Do we know the year
a person
on that?
From Chicago. When they actually ran, I don't have the
92.
There you go, 92. Yep, I did.
I don't know this story at all.
Well, that's what we want to get it out there.
Yeah.
It started May 23rd and it's going through July 14th at the Steppenwolf. Terrell Alvin McCraney, who I spoke with, he is the one that wrote Moonlight. If you're familiar with that movie.
Oh.
So he's playing the person that's
the lead,
know, Terrence. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And then Tina Landau, who did like SpongeBob the musical and things like that.
Yeah.
Tina is the one that helped create it and they put it on stage. And it's a part of history a lot of people don't know about.
No,
I think
I've
it's
never
very
heard
important
story.
That people
Sounds
go.
Very cool.
And that's at the Steppenwolf Theater.
Yes.
I right. can't say the slogan on the air. I can separate it.
Give it. Yeah, do it that way.
So there are four words. Mm-hmm. The last three are Bush in 92.
Mm-hmm.
And the first word.
George.
No, because that's her slogan. She's trying to run for president.
All right.
Something you do to a lollipop. Don't say it on the air.
Interesting. Hoard? That's made with lollipops.
No,
I hoard them. I've got
what
over
most people do.
Oh,
those.
What other people do. All right.
But blank Bush in 92.
Oh, interesting.
And she helped found the Chicago branch of the activist organization Queer Nation.
Right.
And she became the first ever drag queen to run for president. I don't know about her at all.
Yeah, people
Is she
didn't
still,
know about this.
Involved in politics?
I'm sure she's active, but Terrence is. His name's Terrence. But yeah, I'm really excited about that show. I think it's
Sounds
really
good.
Interesting, and I met with the creators, and it was a lot of fun. So.
She's described as part Coco Chanel and part Fredericks of Hollywood.
Oh,
yes.
Remember that place?
Yeah.
I guess it's still around, isn't it? Fredericks of Hollywood?
I don't think it is.
No? They're gone?
Maybe they have an online presence, but I don't think they have stores anymore. Do
not
they?
Even in Hollywood?
Hmm. Oh, no.
Oh. It's going to be hard to buy Wendy's birthday presents knowing this.
Yeah.
I'm just getting you tater tots.
That's a great gift. I'm in.
It keeps on giving.
I know.
I met with Eddie Izzard last night, too. And
oh,
I know
how
you guys
was he?
Are
I saw your picture on Facebook.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, so he's at the Chicago Theater tonight also.
Yeah, fun show.
So, really good show. Yeah.
He's really good.
If you like Monty Python, you know, that's the show to go to.
Yeah.
just long stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
You know, but what an interesting character.
Yeah, he is.
You know, don't you think?
Yep.
We had him on a couple of times, and I was asking about his nails, and he was giving me tips on mascara to use.
Because
he's like, you know, my eyelashes are very fine. I'm like, so are mine, and blonde. And he's just really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Puts on a great show.
Puts on a great show.
I saw him at the Royal St. George a few years ago. Top to bottom, really funny.
Oh, Fredericks of Hollywood online, they don't have any brick and mortar stores.
They don't.
Closed up, but they.
But you can still order online.
Order online.
For your last minute Father's Day shopping needs.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
Well, there you go.
Jared, do you have one more quick one before we say goodbye?
Let's see. Well,
covered everything?
I think we got everything pretty well covered, you know? I mean,
seems like a big month ahead.
A lot of stuff coming out. So, movies coming out too. I always like throwing a few movies. Rocketman.
Can't wait to see that today.
Yeah, well, I missed some of the screenings because of all these local shows.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of great movies coming out in the summer that, you know, I did a preview in Windy City Times. So,
good.
Want to read that.
Great to see you again. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
None on the run. None on the run. That's how we can find you. None on the run.
None. None. None.
Great work.
Can you tell where I'm in and Paul McCartney's out?
Were you one of the guys going, yeah?
That was me.
You're good.
In the background.
Thank you, Jerry. And thanks for the ribs. Who do we have to thank for that?
Fireside Inn.
Fireside.
Delicious.
Fireside restaurant.
We'll say goodbye next.
It was very fun having Jerry Nunn in here. You can go to Nunn on the Run. Also, you can find him in Windy City Times. He writes for them, does a great job.
And iTunes, if you like the theme music, iTunes.
Oh, that you did?
Can I hear it
again real quickly? Real quickly, just for to start your weekend and keep it in your head. Earworm.
Nunn. People love this one. Nunn. None. Can I quickly thank somebody? Quincy Jones helped the mix on that, so thank you, Quincy, for putting that together.
He means Matt. Thank you, Matt.
Matt, I meant. What did I say?
Quincy Jones.
Oh, I did? I meant Matt. Sorry.
All right, well, have a great weekend. I will have fun at the pet parade with a Bloody Mary, and that is not the breed of my dog.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.